Good morning. I have a confession to make. Don't tell anyone, just between you and me. I did my first ever graffiti. It was on a public toilet wall in a Granada service station. I'd better explain. Someone had written on the cubicle wall a phone number for anyone interested in, well, let's say, nocturnal activities. My first instinct was to rub it off, but I had no success in that regard, so my plan B was to change the number. So with my pen, I changed two number ones into number fours. That way, anyone phoning would not get what they were after. Of course, it also meant that someone who owned the new number might be getting a confusing call or two. Isn't it amazing how much we can do by a couple of strokes of the pen? And this little episode illustrates another fact of life. There are basically two strategies for handling problems. I could wipe it off, or I could weave it in. On this occasion, since I wouldn't wipe it off, I had to weave it in. I remember Stirling District Council had a lot of graffiti on the walls of their underpass. They decided, rather than wiping it off the walls time and time again, that they would employ artists to weave the graffiti into lovely mural pictures. Many of our problems can be woven into our daily lives and transformed into positive things. The cross of Jesus is an ugly thing, but it's woven into Christianity. Today the cross is worn as pendants around necks, the cross is an important part of the decor in churches, and the cross has become the world's most famous logo. We sing hymns like, "In the cross of Christ I glory." Now even Jesus' followers call the day of Jesus' crucifixion Good Friday. And in terms of Christian beliefs, the cross is seen as a cruel, sinful, human act against God, and yet it's also seen as God's act of grace, love and mercy, and the very means of saving the world. On the cross, Jesus wove in all our sins and stains, making them into the rich tapestry of our new life with him.